Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Amazing people, my name is Rachel O'Brien. Welcome to the Joy of Business Radio Show. And today I am with the amazing Heather Karen. Hey, Heather.
Heather Nichols. Hey, Rach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Here with you. Awesome. I always love chatting with you. I'm so excited.
Oh my goodness me. Today you came up with the title of our call. We were talking about creating limitation, which is really what the joy of business is all about. And the title of today's call is Creation as the Destruction of Limitation. where do we begin? So first of all, I just would like people to know a little bit about you, Heather, how you came to be a Joy Business facilitator, how business is natural for you, what is it your target in the world is. Tell us a little bit about Heather.
It's funny because I was raised really with this point of view that I would always have a business and create my own business, and my parents both were entrepreneurs, and I never had an aspiration to have a particular, I knew I would never have a job. I always knew I would just create something. And so it was sort of just, okay, well, you know, that's what I'll do. And, when I got into the, you know, finished with college and graduate school and all of that and started, you know, playing with business, I was so bummed out that it was, it just seemed like, you know, I had to do it the way that everybody said I had to do it, and it wasn't very fun. And then I found the joy of business, and I took my first class with Simone Milicis. I will never forget, sitting on the edge of my seat. I had my own microphone the whole class because I had so many questions. And I couldn't get enough. I was just like, oh my gosh, wait, what? This is actually possible. This exists. This is real. Like, I can do this. I can create business in a way that works for me. I'm in. And that was years ago. And I remember saying at that point, you know, hey, Simone, when are you going to do a Joy of Business facilitator training? Because whenever you do it and wherever you do it, I'm in. And she did it on my son's 10th birthday. My oldest son, I think it was his 10th birthday, 9th or 10th birthday. And I was like, sorry, honey, I have to go to Australia real quick. And I just like hopped a flight to Australia for 5 days, did the training, and that was that.
Just,
what about you?
Talking about creation as the destruction of limitation. Wow.
You roll like that too. I've seen you. I'm on to you.
It's so funny. I giggled a little bit because when you said, I always knew I wouldn't have a job. I was brought up in completely different circumstances. I was brought up by a single parent mom in the 70s in Ireland, which was, this will make you laugh, in Ireland it was a mortal sin if you didn't stay with your husband, you know. I was brought up by, she didn't work, very depressed, in bed all day. So basically I wasn't actually invited to, I would like to say I wasn't invited to the beauty of life, to the gift of life, to the opulence of life, to the decadence of life. There was no, I was this little joy bunny within myself. There was no joy in the lack that she had. And the whole area that I lived in was, you actually couldn't get a job if you put down where you were from. You wouldn't be employed. Yeah. So it's amazing. I always knew something was different would be available. And you know what? I have to be honest. This is what I love about the joy of business. I just didn't have the tools to outcreate or destroy the limitation that I had bought as real and true. And I had looked to outcreate it, and I just didn't have the information or whatever that is. And like you, and I always knew that I was looking for a kinder world. I always knew that the world was right, and a world that would be kinder to bodies, kinder to people. I didn't genuinely understand separation as a child. And business done from separation or any of that, I didn't get any of that. It just didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And so basically I was asked to come to the first Joy Business class by Simone. And I was like, me? Are you serious? Like, did you make a mistake?
Oh, that's awesome.
I think you might have asked the wrong guy. Like, you know, I was the mother of three.
I've seen you like looking behind you and going, "Are you talking to me?"
and that really was very much the way it is. And so, when I showed up at that first class in London, I was so basically the joy of business for me is this. It's like this cushion that says, "Guess what, Heather." You can create anything in the world. You can be anything in the world. You can have anything in the world. You can do anything in the world. And for me, I was like, really? Okay. and that's it just, awesome. Isn't it? That like this is the, if you're out there and this is actually the message of Joy of Business, that you can have anything, be anything, do anything, create anything, and generate anything. No matter what your limitations are, you know, you have a capacity to create that you probably haven't tapped into the source of that creation yet. And if you have, woohoo! How does it get?
Yeah. How does it? And the thing is, it's like, so many people they think that they have to have like their ducks in a row and have their limitations handled before they can create. But joy of business is inherently about creation as the destruction of limitation. It's like when you just get to creating, then the limitations fall away. And that's one of the things that is so, I mean, I one of the things that I do really wish to see in the world is that everybody knows that they can create anything that they desire, truly anything that they desire. You can create it. And we just haven't had the tools. We haven't been given the tools. And that's what I love about Access Consciousness and Joy of Business is this is a set of tools and processes and an energetic invitation to function from a really different space. But a set of tools that actually will allow you, if you use them, they're so simple and so easy. If you use them, you can create anything that you desire. There's no limit. And so when you start to get into the groove of that and the flow of that and the momentum of that and the joy of that, it's like, oh my gosh. You know, you start to realize, well, my limitations are actually just a choice. Would I like to choose to be limited or would I like to choose to create?
And I adore that you're talking, that you're kicking off here. One of the things that I've seen is that for me, I actually had no money when I started. People are like, how did you create this? I had nothing, nothing. I was generating 150 euro a week with three children. I had, and I went from that to just start. I just started. I had been sick, so I just started. And that's what we would love you to know today is just start. Just choose something, put something in place, and your willingness to outcreate the limitation. Folks, one thing myself and Heather would love you to know is that if you have a dream that you would like to have in the world, and if it's to do with creating more consciousness, which is allowing people to step into the power and the potency that they truly are, it will work, and everything will support you to have that. And this is where Joy Business is so different. It's all based on choice, and that's the beauty of this.
And it can, I know you might, you know, you like listening to this, it can sound like if you're in a space in your life where you're like, all right, great, that sounds awesome, that sounds very fluffy and airy-fairy, and I'm glad that you're, you know, blowing smoke up my ass.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I just did. So anyway. but it's like, you know, the thing is just start, like Rachel was saying, just start, just play with, you know, take one tool. The mantra of Access Consciousness, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. Take that, start saying it 10 times in the morning, 10 times at night, and see what happens with your life. If you really choose it and you really, you know, you actually do it, and you actually, you have to, your tools work when you actually pick them up and use them, you know.
You mean you have
a hammer laying on the, you do. A hammer laying on the floor is just a hammer laying on the floor. You pick it up, you can actually build something with it, you know. So start and just see, like suspend, you know, doubt for a month or, you know, a few months or whatever, and just see what happens when you actually choose. Because even the choice to use a tool like that, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory, that's creation. It's the choice to create a different reality,
the choice,
for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And yeah, choice. It's choice, and choice is creation. And that starts the momentum moving in the direction of more and greater in your life, and the limitations sort of just fall away. You don't have to actually concentrate on your limitations and clearing them for them to just disappear. What I have found is the more I create, and the more dynamically I create, and the more chaotically I create, and the more I create with no need and no objectives and no reference points and, you know, no agenda, the more fun I have, the less my limitations are exciting, the less they even really exist. And it's like that.
We will talk about that. Oh. We'll dive into that after break.
It always sneaks up on you.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Joy of Business radio show. I am Rachel O'Brien. We are your hosts today, and I'm joined by amazing colleague and friend, Heather Nichols. Hey, Head.
Hi.
So before we went into break, you talked about, so first of all, let's recap All of Life Comes to Me with Ease, Joy and Glory. So this is the mantra of access, and what you're asking for is an energy of ease with everything in your life. And I know if you're listening to this, for me, when I first heard this, I was like, what? Have you seen my life? Have you seen my children? Have you seen? So just start using it. And what you'll begin to see is that we are really brainwashed into debilitating points of views when it comes to living, aren't we?
Yes. Very, very well put. Brainwashed into debilitating points of view.
And so this idea that life is difficult. So one of the things that you can look at is if you have a point of view that life is difficult, hard, whatever that point of view is actually creating your life, because the whole emphasis of this work is your point of view creates your reality. So what actually is showing up in your life, your money situation, your business, your family, your body, like there is a point of view creating that. And for me, that was a bit of a relief, because it was like, okay, if I'm creating this, well, if I can destroy and uncreate it, which is what we're talking about today, then actually there is a tool here which I'm going to give it a whirl. Did I believe it would work? It was a concept, and the concept, I suppose we could talk about this forever, the two of us, the concept became part of my life for 10 minutes or 20 minutes. And then it literally, like a spider's web, you know, the way the spider, he pulls on the threads and he brings them together. If you ever sit and watch a spider, and the choice to have more ease with everything and even bring the difficult points of views to ease, what it creates, isn't it? What it creates is this more time. The ease becomes more available in every, this is the only way I can explain it. The ease becomes more available in every aspect of your life.
Yes, yes. It's true, because it's not about having a life of rainbows and unicorns, you know. It's we all have things that come up, and, you know, and especially in business. I mean, you know, business is like, there's so many different things that occur and show up, and we have the opportunity to play with. And, you know, business in this reality is problems and problem solving. It's like the creation and the solution of problems. And, you know, we have a very different take on that with Joy of Business. But bringing this ease, joy, and glory to everything, it allows even those moments where you feel stuck, or, you know, things aren't working the way that you would like them to, or whatever, it allows you to have even ease, joy, and glory in that. And to realize that, I mean, if we look at joy, happiness, like we have this beautiful saying in Access that happiness is just a choice. And it's like, it's taken me a long time to get that. That's, I mean, that seems really also one of those things where you're like, uh-huh, yeah, that sounds great. But it really is. It really is. And these can be like, when we have these moments in our business where it seems like it's all limitation, to just choose to create, to just choose to be happy, it's such a different point of view, and it creates such a different reality. And that has been one of the greatest gifts for me of the moments in my business where I feel like it's not working, it's not moving, it's not flowing, and I can't get it to change. It's like, okay, do I want to be unhappy because of that? Or do I actually want to practice what it is to choose joy and choose ease no matter what?
And I would say for me, there's you and another few people that are not only colleagues, they've become very dear friends. And that is what I admire most about the Joy Business Facilitators and Simone Molasses, mm-hmm. and particularly you, Heather, is that we don't show up here going, yay, we're doing business and we're all trotting down the road and it's all fun. No, we all have points of views, real fixed limitations and reference points and conclusions and judgments that come up for us in the generation and the creation of business. And this commitment, like I see you, the demand in your world, I will have this with ease, joy and glory. Even if I'm super uncomfortable now, this, I am willing to know that business done from ease beyond problems can actually be a space and a reality for me that I can create from.
Yeah.
And this, yeah. I just really would like to say thank you so much for being this, because I have watched you, I have seen you continuously move, change, shift, change course. And this is the beauty of the tools. You don't have to be stuck. You don't have to do it the way you've always done it.
Yeah.
There's always another way, isn't there?
There is. And thank you so much. And I would say the same. I mean, you are just, you are a joy. What did you call yourself? A joy bubble? When you were a kid, you are that. It's like you are like the embodiment of joy to me. And always like, always inspiring and always willing to choose and connect with people and uplift them and support them. I mean, it's just, you're such a gift. And this is, you know, we could have called this choice as the destruction of limitation, you know, because choice is creation. When we choose something, even if you just go, okay, cool, I like, there's all this crap here in my life and I feel like there's nothing but limitation going on here. But you know what? This changes. This changes right now, starting right now. What can I choose? What can I do different? What can I be different? You know, and there's a million questions that you can ask. And, you know, this is a little taste into this whole universe of Joy of Business and, the classes that we do that give you, you know, just loads and loads and loads of questions and tools. But one choice to go, you know what? This changes now. And I've had so many of those moments where my life just took on a whole different trajectory and my business took on a whole different trajectory just from going, okay, time to choose something different. Because if you keep choosing the same thing, you're going to keep having the same thing show up. You have to actually something different.
And I get to, the two of us are two potent women, and I just would like listeners to know that for both of us, we're very clear on what we would like to have as our life, as the world. And when we get out of bed in the morning, we know what, like for me now, it took me a long time to get what would I like to have as my life and living and how would I like it to be. For me now, I'm very clear that I am a leader in the world. And if I don't choose to be a leader, then who is? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. If you're listening today, just take a couple of moments, because this actually is the essence, is the beauty of Joy of Business, is that you actually have value. You actually are effective in the world. And for us, what Joy of Business is about is empowering, supporting, contributing, so that each person gifts and can access their talents, their abilities, and learn how to use them and harvest them so that they can actually step into creation and generation, which when we talk about creation and generation is put something into existence that is going to add to your life monetarily, fill you up, you know, all those. There's this poverty when you're not satisfied with life and when you're not satisfied with your job. You know, I see it all the time. I work with people all the time. And for us, the satisfaction and the fulfillment and the gift of facilitating this work, it's like, I have no words for it.
It is. So, oh my gosh, the last Business and Different class I did, was about a month ago in India, and it has been so amazing. I mean, the class in and of itself was just phenomenal and so much fun, and just, we just laughed the whole time. And to see the people that were in that class, they have absolutely sprung into creation in their lives and in their businesses since in the past month. And I've, you know, see them on Facebook or I'm in touch with them or whatever. And it's like, wow, these people are creating so dynamically. And that's one of the things, one of my favorite things about the Business and Different class, our 3-day master class in the Joy of Business, is one of my favorites to facilitate. And just, I'm just like, the whole world needs to have it. Because it is so, it's like a master class in creation and knowing that you actually can truly create anything and everything that you desire in your life. And it gives you the tools for it, and that, you know, that creates this energetic change and movement that allows people to just go. And a huge part of it is just getting over the judgments of, you know, because business in this reality is so based on success and failure. And people are so afraid to create and to move because of the fear of failure. And sometimes even the fear of success. It depends on who you are and what your point of view is. But it's amazing when you get that out of the way. And it's not that, oh, it's totally gone, you know, but it's like you realize, wow, the thing that outcreates that and the thing that, you know, is the destruction of those limitations is actually me just showing up to create because it's fun. It's joyful. You know, most people that are drawn to these conversations, they dynamically enjoy creation and get actually quite bored when there's not enough going on. Most people don't actually have enough going on that I talk to. Oh my gosh. Another break. I'm so bad.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it? bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, and well, you know what? I've only been with you 30 minutes. I'm already like, okay, what can I create? What else is possible? Because I'm just like, you are this energy where the molecules start to bubble with possibilities. So I would like to talk about the 3-day business done different class that you just introduced before the break. We're not just going to drop it in your words. We're going to talk to you a little bit about it. We both facilitate this 3-day workshop, and I suppose what you said, that everything that is stopping someone from creating and generating, it falls away. It's no longer relevant. People just, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's kind of like magic. I mean,
totally,
you know, you show up, you participate in the class, but I think one of the things that I love so much about the class is it's absolutely chock full of tools. And all these conversations. Okay, let's talk about money. Let's talk about working with people. Let's talk about creation. Let's talk about, you know, your body. I mean, it's just loaded with really pragmatic stuff for creating and really creating business done different. And there's also this really dynamic, energetic change that occurs just from being there over the 3 days that you're just different at the end of it.
Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, said something. He said, "What people often come to me and they're like, what is the joy of business? And it is sometimes difficult to put it in words. And the way that I would describe it is people see me sitting in coffee shops, they see us in classes, and there's this bubbling enthusiasm for the generation and the creation of life, business, and the world. And when we talk to people and when we engage with them, everything moves at a speed where people actually start to get inspired. So
yeah.
he said about the joy of business, he said it's like the Belgian truffle. It's like the four-leaved clover. And I recently, this blew my world. I recently went to visit a friend. I was teaching an Access Foundation class in the north of England. And I was coming down through the west of England. And I said, I'll call in on a friend who had done the 3-day business class. And when I called into her house, her morning ritual, there was her 3-day BDD manual sitting on her little... in her office table. Yeah, and she said something to me which you touched on briefly, and we can talk about it now. She said, Rachel, I had so many reference points to business and I had so many objectives. So let's give people just a tiny little taste of this. So when in this reality, when you do business, you do because you have to, and it's based on getting it right and getting it wrong, and you've got to make enough money, and it's all from lack. There's no prosperity in it. There's no living in a choice. And one of the things that when people come in and they do this 3-day business class, they begin to recognize that they actually can choose to be business, that they don't have to do it from lack. And I would love you to talk about when people come out of it being right and it being wrong, the freedom for generation and creation just seems to explode, doesn't it?
Yeah, It does. That is one of the biggest limitations that creation destroys, is this sense of like, because when you have, when you're in this teeny tiny little box of I have to get it right and I can't get it wrong, or I can't ever get it right, you know, again, it just sort of depends on, you know, your point of view. It's so crippling. I mean, if you actually don't have creation or choice when you're functioning from that, because everything is like, you have to constantly be assessing and computing, is this going to work? Is this not going to work? I can't do this if it's not going to work. But you don't know. You never, ever, ever know until you actually choose something what, you know, the awareness is going to be and what's going to show up. You can't know. And that's not a problem. You know, business has been created in this reality to try to, you know, sort of like go beyond that and make it so that we can control the future and control outcomes and know what's going to happen. You can't. And so what if that isn't actually a problem? What if that's a possibility? And now here's tools to actually begin to function from that and know that that actually, it's like, that's how the universe works. So it can't be a problem, yeah. You know? So now what? Now what are we going to do? How can we create with that rather than trying to resist something that just is? You know, how can we actually create with it? And that's a huge part of these conversations and these classes is, hey, let's actually work with what is rather than trying to resist it.
It's so amazing. I mean, you've said it a couple of times during the call, you know, creation is not a process, it's a choice. And when you choose to get up and create your life and just put something in place, I'd love to tell you a little story about something that just got created.
Yeah.
And it's just one of the most beautiful things. So we do this thing called energy pulls and access, and we do them with the Joy mm-hmm. business. And it's a way to actually connect with people, and it's a way to use energy to build connections and to get what you desire, okay? Which is such a bad thing that you actually get what you desire. And terrible. And we were doing these 30 days, and I had a photographer on the energy pulls, and every day I'd write one question and put it in the group. And at the end of the, like, within the 30 days, what we did was we created these cards with a stunning photograph and then a question. And at the end of the 30 days, we actually had a product. And that was just from this choice of not getting it right, not getting it wrong.
Wow.
What will this,
so cool.
What will this create? Isn't it? What will this create in the
that
world?
So
and
cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. And
wow.
It's the magic, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of kids, you know, like when I my son Jaden, you know, my kids well, Rachel, and when he was little, he'd come into the kitchen and he'd grab a bowl and he'd just take everything out of the refrigerator and just start putting it in the bowl. And it was like maple syrup and ketchup and mayonnaise and, you know, and then he'd stir it up and then he'd leave. Yeah. You know, and it was just like, there was no purpose to that. He was not going to eat it, you know, but it was just this like, oh, I'm just going to create right now just for the sake of creating, you know, and then, oh, look at what color that is. Okay, cool. You know, and sometimes you end up with a bowl of really weird tasting stuff, you know, and sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, look at that. This product was created and I didn't even mean to, you know. And if you have hundreds of different things going like that, or even, you know, dozens or 10 or 5, you know, it doesn't matter if they don't all pan out. That's not even the goal or the target or the purpose. It's just creation for the sake of creation, which money follows creation and money follows joy. And to me, creation is joy. So all I have to do if I want to increase my money flows, if I want to have more fun, if I want to enjoy my life more, is create more. And I can always choose that.
It's so funny what you're saying. It's just phenomenal. And I don't know how exactly it works, as in there's no formula for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's no formula for it. There's no formula. But what it does create is that you get so into the energy of creation and generation. And now what's fun? And now what can I create? that the money just starts coming in. And the more that you're looking at the generation and the creation, the more the money just starts to come in, because you're getting clear now on your commitment to being you, which for me, when you commit to being you, that's where everything contributes, everything moves.
Mm.
It's just, it's just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Say more about that. I love that. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose the example that I would give you is I made a massive commitment to myself this year. I love facilitating classes. It just allows me, you can ask this question, what allows me to be more of me? What allows me to be more of me? And when I'm facilitating, there's this presence and there's this sense of knowing and trust in creation and trust in myself. So I moved to London. Ireland had a smaller population, whereas the UK is 66 million. London has 18 million people coming in and out of it on a daily basis. And I just got that, just go and see, just go. And since I came here in September, every single weekend, there's been a body class, a joy business class, you know.
That's so cool. Oh, did something happen? I think Rachel might have fallen off. Okay, she's going to come back. I just love the energy of this. It's like, truly, like, there isn't a right and wrong. There isn't a, you know, success or failure. It's just, okay, cool. Does this match the energy that I'd like to have as my life? Okay, yes. Okay, great. Let's do it, you know. And the willingness to move quickly and to not make anything significant and not take it seriously, it creates so much. Then you can actually enjoy your life and have fun. Are you back, Rach? No. Okay. So look at this for all of you who are listening, and I may get cut off again soon. but just look at, you know, what would you like to change in your life? What would you like to actually be creating more of? If you looked more from a perspective of creation rather than limitation, what would you like to have more of and be creating more of? And what can you actually choose today to actualize that, to nurture that as your future right away? And start asking that question. It can change a lot. I think Rachel's back.
I'm back. I got cut off.
Awesome. I was just inviting them to
break.
Look at. Oh, there we go. I knew it was coming.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors. connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, welcome and back. Welcome back. We were in sync. Sorry, but that before break, I got cut off. Apologies, Heather.
Oh, no, that's stuff happens. So what can we, this is our last little segment here. What can we leave people with in terms of just, you know, we were talking about before the break, just getting a sense of what you'd like to have as your life, what you'd like to create your life as and your business as. What else?
Well, first of all, I actually get that in itself is a huge question. So
yeah.
Many people are working off templates that don't work, and they know, and there's this ache of dissatisfaction. So
mm-hmm.
If you're sitting listening tonight and you know life can be better, make a little list. What would I like to have as my life and living? And one, I know you do this quite a bit. If there was no limitation on time, on money, on abilities, what would I actually like to choose? What would I like to create?
Yeah.
What would I like to have? And you really allow yourself the time to sit with this, because what it will allow you to access is one of the things we say in Joy of Business is if you have no point of view, you can choose anything. It just becomes a choice, and it doesn't become this big significant meaning of right and wrong and result. So if you start there, and it might be, I'd like more ease with my job. I'd like more ease with money. And then you start to ask, well, what can I be and do to create that? And with the first tool in Access Consciousness, Joy of Business, destroy and uncreate everything my job is today. Destroy and uncreate everything my business is today. Destroy and uncreate everything my relationships are today. Now, some people hear this tool and they say, I don't want to destroy and uncreate. You're not destroying. I'm not destroying what I have with Heather. I'm not destroying the beauty of our communion, our connection, our creation. I'm just destroying anything that might be a reference point, a limitation, a conclusion, so that you can ask a question and open yourself. Purpose of a question is to open you up to something greater, something better than what you currently have.
Yeah. You can't actually destroy and then create what is true for you, what is you, what is like the beauty of you. You can only destroy and uncreate that which is the limitation. So,
I'm going to, like what Heather just said, is you can't destroy and uncreate what is true for you. You can only destroy the limitation. And we talk about enjoy business, stepping into your capacities and your abilities to create. You already have that potency to generate and create anything. You've just taken on beliefs or limitations that actually stop you from having everything that you'd like to have as your life. So this is actually, as Heather said, just destroying the limitations that stop you from being you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were going to say more too about that commitment to being you. I mean, that is like, and this is like such a different conversation than what most people are willing to have, you know, or what most people are having. But I it was something for me where I was always like, well, gosh, being me, like I had this inkling in my world that like business should be easy and money should be easy. And that if I was just being me fully in the world, that would be the greatest gift to my business and to the world and all of that. But nobody ever really invited me to actually actually have that as a reality. And I love the, got to give a shout out to Dr. Dane here and the Being You Changing the World.
Yay.
Has just changed. So between that and Joy of Business, it's like, oh, just such a gift. But it is, it's such a dynamic conversation and thing to choose. So I wonder what you have more to say about that, Rach.
Yeah, so I suppose there was a space where I can't be Heather Nicholas. I adore you. I adore Dane Hare. I adore Gary Douglas. I've got to know what is being Rachel O'Brien. What is it that inspires her to open her eyes in bed in the morning and get out of bed, and what actually brings me joy? And for me, I'm a people person. I actually look at people and I can see how they can make tiny changes that will allow things to be greater. And when I facilitate, it allows me to be that space of total trust in myself and total knowing, and the bedrock of these tools and how they actually, you know, just destroy limitation. So when I committed to, I'm actually fully going to dive into my life. I'm going to take one foot out of, you know, lack, and I'm going to go for it. And mm-hmm. So I moved to London. I moved to London September the 1st. People, can you come and do a body class? Can you do a joy business class? Can you do this? So what it's created, and I love that the title that you chose, is what it's created is every single moment in time has, when you commit to being you, there's this weird energy that comes with it, that it's like, it's that choice to be you as the creation of who you truly are, just eradicate, and it just literally goes boom to the limitations.
Yeah.
So
it does. It really does. And read the book, Being You Changing the World, because that will give you also way more tools than we can in a short radio show, that ties in so beautifully to business and creation and what we're talking about here.
Yeah. So
yeah,
it really does. And for me, the Being You, I giggle a little bit when people say, oh, I've read the Being You book. For me, it's not a book to be read. That this is for me. It's actually a book that you can live by. That if you become the questions and the tools. And for me right now, my whole body is relaxing because the level of contribution that Dr. Dane Hare has been to my life, to my son's life, to my children's life. I've watched him with Avery. I've watched him, you know, with Jaden. I've watched him with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the trickle of possibilities and the commitment to being him and what he can create in this world has just impacted like so many people's lives, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It is definitely a movement. And there are also Being You classes, you know, Dane does Being You classes and there's a whole bunch of Being You facilitators. I'm also a Being You facilitator. There's just so, I love this stuff. It's like, there's no limit to what we can ask for, to what we can choose, to what we can create, to what we can be. And for me, being immersed in these conversations every day is just, has been such a gift.
Totally. And can we add one thing? This is the most normal thing in the world, talking about, as we talk about commitment to being you. For me, mm-hmm. when it came to business, I could not ever see how I wouldn't invite people to go to Heather Nicholls' class, or have you worked with my friend Heather, or have you gone to Dane's class? And people mm-hmm. are stunned. They're, you know, I was in the north of England a couple of weeks ago and I said, hey, check out Fiona Cutts. She does a right voice for you. And people mm-hmm. were like, you're recommending someone else for classes. And I was like, yes. And they were like, nobody else does that. And this is another aspect of joy business beyond competition, where I don't have to compete with you. Rachel O'Brien is going to deliver information different to Heather And they will both open doors. We will both open doors for you that can allow you to walk through and choose or not. You have the choice. We're not, we don't have this, I want to say we don't have this projection that what you have to choose. We're like, hi, we're here. You know, mm-hmm. the door is open. So I love how we function from contribution, which is I see the greatness of you in you. I truly honor that greatness, and you see the greatness in me. And by our greatness being available more in the world, what can that create? What future can that can be harvested from that?
I mean, it's everybody gets to benefit and expand and grow and become greater from everything and everybody becoming greater. And that's the world that I wish to live in and create and love living in. And it just makes so much more sense than competition and limit, you know, lack, and oh, there's only enough to go around for a few people, you know. it's not a plus minus universe. It's a yes and more and more and more and more.
Oh my god, I'm going to use that. We're coming to the end of the show. I just would like people to know about your classes. I just love that. It's not a plus and minus universe, it's a universe of more. Just adore that. Heather, let people know when is your next BDD, Access Business and Money. What have you coming up?
I have a Business and a Different class in Brussels in January and online. Also one in Mexico City, co-facilitating with Sylvia Puentes, which is also going to be online. And one in Boulder, Colorado in March, and in Russia in May.
Woohoo!
So guys, access
joybusiness.com. Bye-bye.